The Maricopa Community College District Board is meeting tonight to consider a controversial resolution that would change the way administrators and faculty communicate. The meet and confer practice has been commonplace for years. It's a system by which administrators and faculty meet to discuss a number of areas of employment, including wages and benefits. Mike Mitchell is president of the Maricopa Community College Faculty Association.
Well, I think the biggest concern is that we haven't been told what's wrong with the existing process, and we're not being told what the new process would look like. And then I think the real panic among faculty is that the resolution ends meet and confer. It also calls for an end to the residential faculty policies, which provide guidelines, govern the relationship between the faculty and the administration.
But Governing Board President Lauren Hendricks said last week after a contentious board meeting that the resolution streamlines the process. He calls any panic coming from faculty fear-mongering.
What we really have here is an effort by a labor union to scare its members into increasing its membership and paying more dues and making more contributions. When I asked Mr. Mitchell questions, I asked him, do you see something specifically in this resolution that will cause people to lose their jobs? The answer was essentially no. I said, do you see people getting replaced with part-time people? His answer was no.
Chancellor Maria Harper-Marinick said in a statement to the college district that she's dedicated to keeping faculty involved in important policy decisions. And KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa Community College District.